Rejoice in the Lord. Often when we pray, we forget to rejoice in prayer in whom we are addressing. It is God to whom we speak, and He allows us to address Him as Father. He has adopted us into His family through Jesus, our Savior. It is the God who created us that gives us the air in our lungs. He is the one who provides us with water to drink. Look around you and see. There is nothing that was not created by our God. Paul tells us in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice." We're not rejoicing because everything around us is the way it should be. The world in which we live is full of sin, and we can see the results all around us. The world in which we live is full of sin, and we can see the results all around us. Satan's attacks on all things good are seen in our streets, in our government, and in most institutions. Evil seems to be growing among both young and old. We rejoice because of the security of God's salvation. There's victory in our lives regardless of what is going on around us. This victory comes from our faith in a risen Savior, our Lord Jesus. Whatever happens around us, we know that God is able to protect us or call us home to be with Him. Because He rose from the dead, we also know that He will raise us up when the time comes. We can have victory in this life because we know that He has not only saved us, but made a way for us to become the sons and daughters of God the Father. Let us rejoice in Him. We can know joy in all circumstances through our faith in Him. Remember John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."